Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Time of the show where we take a look at the markets and how they perform today. And from Kleist Commodities in beautiful downtown Elmont, North Dakota. Are you in town or a little ways out of town, Tyler?
I am actually downtown Elmont, right on Main Street.
All righty, Tyler Chow of Kleist Commodities. And let's just dive right into it. We ended up, it was kind of a struggle this morning, but everything ended up higher.
Yeah, kind of mid-session today. Everything wanted to go green and go higher. It was led by the new crop contracts. December corn kind of leading the charge, ended up settling up 24 and a quarter today. And that just kind of pulled everything with it. So it was a good day. It was one of the first ones we've had in a while where we saw green in the grains and also green in the livestock or the cattle anyhow. So
yeah,
that was a plus.
Boy,
got ways to go there. But.
We sure want to talk about what the heck is going on with cattle here lately, with hogs about the same value per pound as cattle. But for the grains, even with a Chinese cancellation of a shipment, we still ended up higher.
Yeah, the cancellation was old crop, and then there is an unknown, which is, typically China, anyhow. There was an unknown replacement, basically, with new crop that for about the same, if not a little bit more, about the same amount of grain just got shifted into the new crop. So kind of a rolling of old crop to new crop. A lot of people have been expecting something like that to happen and kind of started seeing it today. So a part of me wonders, if we aren't starting to see the run up in the new crop, both corn and beans and really wheat for that matter, came awfully early for an acreage battle. So, the move up in corn today, it didn't surprise me too much to see the new crop bean contract kind of try to follow suit and match it. Just, there's we're going to see a lot of that. I don't want to say I'm afraid because I think it'll be good, but there's going to be some push and pull there over the next few weeks trying to gobble up what acres they can.
Well, I guess it's about time because we've had this dollar in corn, $2 in bean inverted market, and I guess it's time for them to start bidding up the new crop.
Yeah, the end users have got to do something, and they've had a pretty easy, I don't want to say easy run, but a pretty good run the last, 6 years, really, where they've just kind of been able to secure their needs, hand to mouth. When they needed the grain, they could go buy it, and there wasn't a lot of concern about skyrocketing prices, and so some of this is I lean towards those end users scrambling to get some of their needs covered when it comes to this new crop now. So
yeah, and
making sure it goes in the ground and get their hands on it.
And we learned that last year with the just-in-time supply chain management system that we have. Everybody, when grocery store shelves were bare, everybody got frantic. But the end users, whether it's the slaughter facilities, the beef processing, or the grain users, they've been in the driver's seat because of the big supply. Things are in short supply now.
Yep. The people that grow the product or hold the product now kind of are in the driver's seat. And I think that's a lot of the old crop, especially, who knows exactly how many bushels are out there still in farmers' hands, but they're in very tight fist. It seems like the end users have, we haven't yet been able to find that spot where we kill off demand. And so for the farmer, that's a good thing. We're trying to keep a close eye on where that spot is, but we just keep climbing higher. So
Let's jump over to the livestock now. Cattle, and like you mentioned, hogs also higher. But boy, there's a just when hogs trade at the same level as cattle, that, something ain't right.
That doesn't seem right, does it?
No.
You know, that it's a tough spot on the cattle side. You know, one of the things that I was visiting with a client of mine earlier that feeds quite a few cattle, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. The feeders that hedged and got some decent hedges on, you know, they're able to go ahead and sell those cash cattle at that 118 level, and then, you know, if they're sitting on 120, you know, mid 120 hedges, they can, you know, they're picking up $10 off the board, and they're selling cash fat cattle at 125 plus, and when they're willing to go ahead and take that you know, positive basis and get out of their hedges, you know, it's just, until all of that's done, it's going to be tough for anyone to hold back. And then, you know, add in the fact they're feeding, you know, $7+ corn everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they're not making a lot of money feeding $7 corn, so they, you know, in a lot of cases, they want them gone. And so they're going ahead and moving them in that cash market, and, you know, we're going to have to see that cash price push up, you know, in the 120, 122 or higher before we see a lot of movement in that futures board, I'm afraid.
Should that give cattle producers a little ray of hope?
I think so. You know, the other issue was just a large amount of market-ready cattle sitting there on top of increasing feed costs. So you've got cattle that were ready to go that had to get to the slaughterhouse, followed by, you know, we're killing them at lighter weights, and so it's just kind of a backlog. You know, the slaughterhouses still aren't at what I would call full capacity, or, you know, pre-COVID capacity, just due to distancing guidelines, and you know, I'm sure they're struggling finding employees. It seems to be the case everywhere. It's hard to find workers, and so, you know, all of it kind of compiles into this kind of a mess that we've got, where you're right, a hog brings the same amount per hundredweight as a fat steer. I did some looking this morning. A guy asked if it ever happened. It has happened before, but it was back in 2000 and 2001, and you know, it'd be a lot nicer if it just didn't happen.
All righty. Thank you, Tyler. We'll check in with you every now and then. I'll bet you didn't get a drop of rain this morning.
You know, we actually got about 20 hundredths.
Oh, wow.
So it was a welcome, you know, we missed the rain last night that they were calling for, and we woke up about 5 o'clock this morning with pretty good rain on the tin roof. So that was a welcome sound at 5 a.m.
Man, life. I guess prayers do work. So, all righty.
Yes, they do. We'll keep them coming.
All righty. Tyler, thank you. We'll check in with you later.